Morning, we're looking back on the events of February 22nd. It was the day that Bert Hinkler landed in Darwin, completing his 15-day solo flight from England, and he landed with a message for Australians.
First, bear this all-important fact in mind, that flying may never have come about but for an Australian. I refer to Lawrence Hargreaves.
February 22nd birthdays, former Formula One champion Niki Lauda is 69 today. He was the subject of the 2013 movie Rush, directed by Ron Howard.
But when I saw the movie in the end, there have been some scenes there which really surprised me, sometimes frightening.
Aussie sports commentator Sandy Roberts is 68. As well as covering the Olympics, he was Channel 7's senior AFL caller through the 80s and 90s.
Outside 50 metres, the ball hangs up with the breeze. It's punched back inside that area.
Former golfing number one, Vijay Singh, turns 55. As well as all that prize money and those tournament wins, he also holds the title as the man who took the world's top placing off Tiger Woods.
We've got lucky about that. Unbelievable.
Quite a few sporting birthdays today. Michael Chang is 46. The tennis great says he doesn't have any of his trophies.
My big trophies are at my parents' house. They're next to my little niece's trophies, you know, winning junior tournaments, you know, close to a lot of family pictures.
And Drew Barrymore is 43. From that first appearance as a 7-year-old in E.T., she's gone on to make movies like Charlie's Angels, 51st Dates, and Ever After.
You have everything, and still the world holds no joy. And yet you insist on making fun of those who would see it for its possibilities.
Finally, remembering Steve Irwin today, who was born on this day in 1962. The conservationist who became known as the crocodile hunter died aged just 44 in 2006.
You can see why they're called a bearded dragon. A sign of toughness. I am so tough. Stay away from me or I'm going to bite you.
There's some of the things we're remembering on February 22nd.